It's been a long stretch of gigs already, probably about, I've done about 65, I think, now, and still another 20-odd to go, and then there's the Edinburgh Festival on top of that. So it is a marathon, not a sprint, as they say, but I'm enjoying it still.
You mentioned the Edinburgh Festival, of course, so you've been there many, many times.
I really have, yeah. In fact, I've been to, not always as a solo performer, not always for the whole run, but I've been to the festival in some capacity every year since 2000, so this will be 17 in a row.
So you're coming to Holt. How do you feel about coming to the Holt Festival?
I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been before. I have spent quite a bit of time in North Norfolk, though, because I've got family there, so I know the area a bit, and I think it'll be quite fun. I normally do a few festivals at this time of year, and it is obviously quite a different experience from a lot of other gigs, so we'll see how it plays out, but it should be fun, I think.
I'm going to say, a few years ago, I went to see Miles Jupp, who came to the Holt Festival, and it was a very intimate performance, a very intimate gig, and sometimes they're the best, aren't they?
They can be. Certainly, it's hard to do comedy on a giant scale and still make it fun for individual audience members. So, yeah, there's a lot to be said for that intimacy. I in particular, am the sort of comedian that thrives on that, I think it's fair to say.
How does it differ where to, say, appearing on the TV, doing shows like Have I Got News For You?
Just the main way it differs is just that you're so much more in control of a live show, because it is all about you and nobody else is in the way. Obviously, sometimes audience members can take the show in unexpected directions, but you're still quite sort of autonomous, really. I suppose that's the main difference. If you're on any show like Have I Got News For You or any panel show, any TV at all, really, you're kind of just a cog in a wheel, and you've got very little control over how they use the stuff, how they edit it, how you come across. So that's why I think most comedians prefer the feeling of the live show.
When you do a live show and an audience member takes it off in another direction, is that almost half the fun, half the challenge?
It is for me, yeah. It depends what sort of comedian you are. Like, some people are more tied to scripts and prefer to be more tied to scripts and have more of a kind of deliberate architecture to their jokes and stuff. So some people are irritated or thrown by it. But yeah, for me, it is half the fun, especially if you're doing as many shows as I am. Obviously, there's a danger they can all blend into one a bit. So anything that provides an unexpected twist is generally good, unless it's like an actual attempt on my life or something. Even then, I'd try and work it in.
You say, of course, that you've been on this massive run of shows. Does that get tiring? Does it get very monotonous, just reeling out show after show?
It gets tiring, I suppose, physically. It takes a toll, because I do try and put the same level of effort into every show. It's not really the sort of job where you can just phone it in one day. But on the other hand, it's kind of it's a hugely satisfying experience to have the audience, you know, with you, which they generally are on a tour, to be able to attract a crowd of people that come to see you. Like, there are a lot of very, very rewarding things about touring, which kind of bring you through the more difficult times. It shouldn't get monotonous if you believe in the material, and if, as we've said, if you're able to vary it a little bit from night to night. And also, you've got to put it in context. I mean, I've got kids and everything. What most people do for a living is, and what most people do in terms of parenting and stuff, there are far more tiring things than doing comedy, put it that way.
And you obviously still enjoy it and get that buzz out of it.
Yeah, if I didn't, that would be a problem, I think, because it is a lot of effort to go to if something that of course, there's sometimes you get less of a buzz than others. Sometimes it goes better than other times. And there are some jobs that within the career that don't give you as much pleasure. But at its best, which is a lot of the time, is still a great job. Yeah, I think if you remove that buzz altogether, you would have a problem. Then you really would just be a robot.
And you mentioned the fact that you know the area, you've got relatives here. So it must be great to come to an area that you do know.
It makes a bit of a difference, yeah. Although, you know, Holt is quite a specific area again, and I haven't actually been there before. And Norfolk is quite a diverse county as well. So, but yeah, it's nice to have some sort of familiarity, something to draw on, I think, some relationship with the area.
And you're obviously looking forward to it. So good luck in at the Holt Festival.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it very much, as you say. And, well, hope for nice weather and hope for the best.